So we are on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Yosef Rabbe v'Rabbe Zeire v'Rabbe Barav Chanon v'Yosef Abayu Gabayu v'Yosvi v'Komri. They were learning our Mishneh and they said Shma Mino Mimachnisin D'Yoyrei G'doylo B'Ktano Ben D'Yoyrei K'tano B'Gdoylo. They were medayik the Loshon HaMishneh. The Mishneh ends off by saying that the K'tano B'Gdoylo Shanifretzo L'K'tano. So after it says the Halachis G'doylo Muteres K'tano Asuro, so the Mishneh is Messiah Mipnei Shehi Kepischo Shel G'doylo. So the Rehites Loshna Mishneh would seem that we are giving a title on the Ktano, that the Ktano is the Pesach of the G'doylo. So they saw in this Loshen Moirdik Halachis that the Ktano becomes Nitpal to the G'doylo, and the G'doylo is Shoylet on the Ktano. We'll see Lagabi a numerous amount of Halachis. So they said, Shma mi no mi mas nisen, diyoyre gdoilo biktano. The diyoyre gdoilo are shoylet on the ktano. Ben diyoyre ktano bigdoilo. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, diyoyre gdoilo moishlin biktano. The gdoilo is moishel on the ktano. Umoishchin oiso etzlon. And we consider that the Ktano, since the Ktano is considered Pischo shel Gdoilo, so we consider that the Gdoilo is Moishech the Ktano to itself. In other words, Ki'ilu, we'll see Rashi says later, Ki'ilu the Ktano is in the Gdoilo. The Ein Diyoyre Ktano Moishlin B'Gdoilo, L'Moishchon Etzlo. We do not consider that the Ktano schleps the Gdoilo. So the Baal, everything is vague and abstract. So let us see some concrete cases where this halacha applies. Ketza. Let us see the Peirush Chai. So the Peirush Chai now, page 201, 46. Gefanim b'Gdoilo. You will have Gefanim in the Gdoilo. Also, Lizroya es Aktano. So you're not allowed to plant in the Ktano. Vim Zora Zroim Asurim. And if he planted in the Ktano, the Zroim are also Kfanim Mutorim. And the Kfanim Amutor. Now let us try to understand this halacha. Also, Lizroya es Aktano. You're not permitted to be Zeireya the Ktano. Dechman dahavye ktano kulo besoich gdoilo do. Rashi had said before, diyore gdoilo moishlim biktano, umoishchen oiso etzlon. That we are done, since this is the Pesach of the gdoilo, this is a nitpal to the gdoilo, so we consider keilo the ktano is in the gdoilo. So we consider that the Ktano is in the Gdoilo. So Memele, if he was Zoireya the Ktano, and we consider the Ktano is in the Gdoilo, so it's considered he's Zoireya in a Kerem, because the Ktano is in the Gdoilo. Now Rashi says, Amir de Kechidish, Ba'afilu Marchik Arba Amis Minakfanim, Afilu is marchik arba ameis min akfanim. That is the aleph over here. Let's say the aleph in the picture. So let us say is marchik arba ameis min akfanim. Sha'afilu b'seich ha'gdoyla mutter laharchik lizroya. What would the din be if there wouldn't be a ktana and a gdoyla? There would be one gdoyla, and in this gdoyla alone, he's machik daladamis, part of the gdoilah this kromim there, and then he's machik daladamis, and then it'll be zereya zroim. So the halacha would be shafilu b'seich hagdoila muta lahalchik lizroya. As long as you made a helchik of dalad ames between the zroim and the kfanim, it's not called kloyim. Hocha osa, but here it will be osa. Diktoni masnisen, bidnei shehi ke pischo shel gdoilo, because we consider the ktano, the whole ktano ke pischo shel gdoilo, al mekulo kechad pesach mashvelo. The whole ktano is considered one large pesach. So lochere, the lomdas of Rashi is as follows. Since in Artzio, the Gdoila is a keret. The Gdoila is full with kronen. And there is a halacha that Gdoila, there is a halacha that the Yoyre Gdoila Biktana, that the Gdoila is Moishech the Ktana. So we consider the Ktana, even the back chalik of the Ktana, it's in the Gdoila. So if it's in the Gdoila, so Memela, so it doesn't matter that we have here a difference of area between the Zroim and the Kromim, because we schlep in the latter chalik of the Ktana, we schlep it into the Gdoila. So if we schlep it into the Gdoila, so now it's in the Gdoila already. So when it's in the Gdoila, there's no Baldamas anymore in the Gdoila. We schlep this into the Gdoila. If the Chatchilet was in the Gdoila, and in the Gdoila Gufe, there was a Herchik of Dalet Ames, so we say there's no problem. So there's a difference, there's a Herchik between the Gdoila and the Ktana of Dalet Ames. But the minute we schlep in the Ktana into the Gdoila now there's no place in the Gdoila. The Gdoila is full of Kramim. So Memela, in this whole thing is schlepped in, the whole thing is considered kepischo shel gdoila. So Memela, so it comes out that these zroim are we considered like the zroim, taviktano kula besaych gdoila domi. We consider that whatever is in the ktana is now in the gdoila. So this person, so now let's understand the halacha. Also, lizroya es haktan. Number one, you're not allowed to be zereya. Because by being zereya in the ktana, we're dan ke'ilu, you were zereya in the gdoila. So you were zereya in a keren. Number one. Number two, v'im zora, what happened if he was zereya? Zroim asurim, because we consider the zroim, which are in the ktana, are growing in the kerem. They're growing in the kerem. So zroim, they're growing in the kerem, are also. Gifanim mutorim. But the kfanim are mutor. Toho ein diyoirei ktana moishlim begdoila. This is a one-way street. We do not consider that the gdoila is with the ktana. We only consider that the ktano is in together with the gdoila. So legabi the ktano, we are done that the ktano is in the gdoila. That means the ktano is nigrabo, so the gdoila. So all the halachis of the ktano, we are done keilu, it's in the gdoila. That's what is negeya the ktano. So the ktano, you weren't allowed to be zereya. The ktano, if it grows there, so it's considered it's growing kloy. But the Gdoila is not Nigra Bosa the Ktana. So we don't consider that the Gdoila is together with the Ktana. So Memele, so therefore the Gdoila is Muta. Do ain't the Yoyre Ktana Moishlem B'Gdoila. So Rashi seems to learn that together of Moishlem, Pshat is that the Moishlem is a Loshen Moishchen, Rashi learns. We consider that the legabi the ktana it's arangish left into the gdoila, but legabi the gdoila is not, it's only negeh the ktana, but legabi the gdoila, we don't, the gdoila is not arangish left in the ktana, so far, so the gdoila is, there's no shail of kloim on the gdoila. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritva de Mons, that the Gdioira Gdoilo Moishlem Bektano means differently. Means Ki'ilu the Gdoilo went into the Ktana. Not the other, it's a shall you, either you push or pull. We consider that the Gdoilo went into the Ktan. So Mamaila Zazoi. So Legabis, if the Gdoilo went into the Ktan, so the Ktan is also, because the Gdoilo went in, the Gdoilo went into you. So Mamaila, so therefore if you're planting, so now we have to consider Keilu the Ktano is full of Kramim. So you're planting in a Kerem, because the Gdoilo went into the Ktana. Gdoilo, the Yoyre Gdoilo, big Ktana. The Lashon God is a little bit more mashma the way the Ben Peret says. That the Gdoilo went into the Ktana. Masha Ein came, so Memelev, the Gdoilo went in there, so in the Ktana there's a Kerem over there. There's a Halachadike Kerem in the Ktana, so this Halachadike Kerem asks to be Zayreya in the Ktana. And if there is roim in the Ktana, so the roim become also, because there's a halacha that can carry him in there, even though Matzias there's no carry. But the Ktana does not go into the Gdoilo, so Memela, so that which is growing in the Gdoilo, there's no claim over there. So Kert, according to this pshat, it's easier to understand the split. That la halacha, the Gdoilo goes in, so we have the Gdoilo in the Ktana. Halachidik. We consider that there's a kerem in the Ktana. So that will last in the Ktana. But the Ktana does not go into the Gdoila. So the Kramim we have in the Gdoila were never visited by Israel. So therefore, the Gdoila is Mutter and the Ktana is us. Gifanim, Gifanim, Biktana. Now, this is picture 47. Gifanim, Biktana. What if you have Gifanim, Biktana? Muta lizroya es agdoilo. Now you're allowed to plant the gdoilo. You're allowed to plant zroim in the gdoilo. Zot Rashi, gefanim biktano. Muta lizroya es agdoilo. Lechatchil, you're allowed to be zereya the gdoilo. De legabi gdoilo. Pischa. So here Rashi says the lomdis, because b'emison, the Gdoila has a Pesach. The Ktana doesn't have a Pesach. The Ktana is part b'milui to the Gdoila, so it's nitpal to the Gdoila. But the Gdoila has a Pesach. So the Gdoila is muvdul from the Ktana. So if you planted Kramim in the Ktana, so I'm allowed to plant Zroim in the Gdoila, because there is a Pesach between the Gdoila and the Ktana. Mutal is raisa gdoila lachatchila. The legabi gdoila pischa. The gdoila is a pesach. V'chol pesach ke mechitzu. The pesach is like a mechitzu. V'afilu somuch le kfanim. Mutal is raisa gdoila lachatchila. Even close to the kfanim. Kedisnan ho ye geder bintayim. By kloyim, if there'll be a wall between the kfanim and the zroim. Zaseimich le geder mikan. Zaseimich le geder mikan. So, Rashi, the Vail, we just learned one halacha. There's an iser of Zriya, le-sizra kalmecha kaloyim. If I'm not mistaken, the iser Zriya, I know the Minchas Chinuch Zicha clears it for a shayla, how he feels zayis kedenkech nish, but he zicha has a tzad, the iser le-sizra kalmecha kaloyim. There's a lav of Zriya. So, dachsach me the Minchas Chinuch has a tzad to say, that if a person will go and take seeds and put it into a kerem, so he's overly sees rakal mechakloy. You don't have to wait till the seeds will start sprouting. I will take them out the next minute. Leisizra kal mechakloy. There's an iser to put seeds in a kerem. So memele. So in the first case, when the gdoila was in the first case, when the ktana got it in kerem. So Mamela, you weren't allowed to plant in the Ktana. You were able to see the Kalmach HaKaloi. Over here, when the Ktana is a Kerem, here the Gdoila has a Pesach, which is dividing itself from the Ktana. So Mamela, so when one planted the seeds, in the Gdoila, he wasn't planting in a Kerem, because there's a Pesach that's Mavdol Beinele Ben Kerem. Fine. So that is what the Gemara says. Biktano, if the Kerem was in the Ktano, Mutal Israyas HaGdoila. Now Rashi asks Akashe, Uchshe Yigdalu Azroim. Now Rashi has a problem. So this is very good for the Gdaila. The Gdaila has no problems whatsoever. The Gdaila is a Pesach that is dividing itself between itself and the Ktana. But now Rashi is a Kasha, Mordike Kasha, but what is going to happen when the seeds will start sprouting? And now you have a Soda in the Gdaila. And we say the Gdaila, the Yoyre Gdaila B'Ktana. That means, according to Rashi, that we schlep the Ktana into the Gdaila. So now we have in our Soda, we have a Kerem now. Legabi, we have in the Legabi, the Ktana, we consider it's Nimshach into the Gdaila. The Ktana doesn't have a Pesach Mavdu. So Lemaisim, so the Ktana should now become us, because the or if we say like the Taisi Rabbeinu Peretz, if we consider that the Soda of the Gdaila goes into the Ktana, so now the Ktana should be also, because in the Ktana there is now a Soda and a Kerem. Just like we said before, that if there was a Soda in the Ktana, so the Kerem of the Gdaila asses the Soda. So the same thing, now we have a Soda in the Gdaila, so this Soda should asser the Kerem in the Ktana. The Gemara didn't speak about this. The Gemara just spoke about if one is permitted to be Zoireya the Gdaila. But now what happens later with the Ktana after the Zroim starts sprouting? Sikrashi. Uchshe yigdalu azroim. Af al gav the diyore gdoilo biktana. So legabi the ktana we are done, kiilu the ktana was nimshach into the gdoilo. So the ktana is growing in the soda. Ein oisrim es akfana. We will not ask the kfana. Why not? So Rashi says, doma b'menoches perik beis, maise be'echod shezora es kerem shel chaveri. Ruben era kerem. In Shimon goes, Nizerei Azroim in the Kerem. Ubo Maise Lifnei Chachomim, Vosru Es Azroim, Vehitiru Es Akvan. Which is very difficult to understand. Kloim is a combination of two Dvorim Amutorim, and when they both come together, it becomes Osa. So, what is Pshat? They Asel the Zroim, and they were Mata the Kvan. Vomar Mai Taime. So the Gemara says as follows, Kanvis veluf osro teure, shar zroim midarabon nasiri. That we're not speaking about kloim deraisa, we're speaking about kloim derabon. Is hach di ovadi sure konsurabon. So by kloim derabonon, there's now a new, this is not a real kloim, this is only a kloim derabonon. So by kloim derabonon, we have here a new seder. When does it become also hach the ovad isure konser rabono? The person who was over an iser by planting it, so this person, when it grows together, so it becomes also. So the iser kloyim, the rabonon, is only a knas if you were over an iser with the netiya, with the zriya. Hach the loyovidisure, the Bala Kerem who did not do anything wrong, loykonser rabbonon. So we see from the Gemara Amuyim de Kechidish that the kloim de rabbonon is not oser automatically als the hefts of kloim, it is oser als knas for being zereya b'isa, whoever did an isa, so we constant him. So memele, if that is the case, the trash is a hochinami. So now, be'etzem, the shaila should be, this sode should aser the kromim, because the sode is the gdoila. The gdoila is moishel on the ktane, so the sode should aser the ktane. So Rashi says, so this gdoila was Nizra Beheta Zoro. Zafilu Shtayim Shiloi Lekele Miknesei. Zafilu, both of them are his. Lekele Miknesei. She can't cancel. We just said that the whole Isser of Kloim the Rabbonon, and we have to understand that Rashi is saying that we're speaking about Kloim the Rabbonon, that Rashi took for granted. We're speaking about Kloim the Rabbonon. So by Kloim the Rabbonon, it is only also if the Zriya was Be'isa. So since the Zriya then it will also. So since here the Zriyas HaSoda was Beheta, it will not also. That, because he didn't do anything wrong. So it's sicher won't become also. So here everything will be mutter. The gdoila is mutter and the ktana is mutter. Even though now, the gabi the ktana, we have to be done that is growing kloyim. But kloyim which grow without an issa zriye, so there's no shatzach nish can issa kloyim midarabonon, because the whole issa kloyim midarabonon is only begedda knas for being zereya be issa. Zog taisus. Let us see taisus anomed aleph. Fanim begdoilo osa lizroya es aktano. Taisu es laman de yoma nira mi bachut vishova mi bifni nidem mishum lechi u pesach. So Taisu says, so just like the gdoilo has a pesach between itself and the ktano, so the ktano also has a pesach. If you hold nira mi bifnim vishova mi bachut, is nidnim mishum pesach, so the ktana is the same yachsin as the gdoila. Both of them have a pesach, so there's no kloim in gansim. So Taisi says, mayri benichnosim kois le ktana le gdoila, speaking about that it's not nirem ibachutz either. Speaking about that picture 46, the base, that's speaking about that Mayri ben Nechnosim Kois Lektana Le Gedoilo, so it's not even considered Nire Mi Bachutz. You don't see the Mechitzes of the Ktana. Gefanim Bektana Mutter Lizroya Sagdoilo. If there's the Gefanim Bektane, is Mutter Lizroya Sagdoilo. Perish Bekunteres. What's going to happen when the zroim of the gdoila grow? We reckon that the gdoila is moishal on the ktano. Lagabi the ktano, we're done like it's together with the gdoila, so we should be done like the kerem is together with the sode. In oisin as aktonim, kedomrinim emnachas perik sheini, Maise be echot shezore karmoi shol chaveiroi, ubo maise nechachomi bo osru hazroim bitiru akfam. Mai taime, kanves velu osro toiro, shazroim berabono, kiz bai kloim berabono, hach di ove di suri konzi, hach loi ove di suri loi konzi. Och inami, hoyo lo shezore as hagdoilo, when he planted the gdoilo, so the Baal HaGedoyla has a Pesach between himself and the Keren. It's Beheter Zoras. He wasn't Oiva and Yisra. That's what the Gemara said. Mutal Israel. That's all you have to say. As long as I know Mutal Israel, Shesora, the Gedoyla, but the Zoras. The Lashtayim Shaloi is like a Lamitnesay. So Memela, there's no reason to cancel him. There's no reason to cancel him. So Memela, without a Knas, there won't be any, won't be chal on the kromim isak loy. Ule peirushoy. So according to Rashi, mayri hoche b'shazroim. We have to make an akimte that our Gemara speaking about b'shazroim. It's a kloyim derabonon, and by a kloyim derabonon, if there was no isa encountered in the zriye, so memele the tvuah. And the kfanim do not become also. The teime, the heichi shori lahaniach hazroim sheyigdolu. Taisus does not understand this. How can you let the zroim should be the sheyigdolu? Even the diyore gdoila b'ktana. If we consider that the diktana is together with the gdoila, so they're growing together. Dafilu, and that alone is also also that they were growing together. I Rashi says no, it is only also only if you planted it. So Taisa says, "Anechvik etok dafilu olu mealeim nami meseches kloim." We learned afilu if one mean will grow by itself without any planting shalisa, also the combination becomes also.
We learn, oh, yo, oy, ver, bekerem. A person was walking by the kerem, vero, yerik, besoich, karmoy, bo, o, malach, she, erzer, alaktenu. So he said, I'll, now I won't pick it up, I'll pick it up later. Im hoisev, mosayim, also. So if, before he had a chance to pick it, they grew, the kerem grew together with the sherek mosayim, also. Kivin shemis yayish milaloktoi. So you see, Klo, that even though that the yerek was not planted by Issa, okay, it grew by itself. Olum elayim v'ro yerek b'soich karmoi. So it says, but since it grew together, and it grew ashir masayim, the shir bittul is still masayim, if the 1 to 100, so the guru ashir masayim, that doesn't become bottle, so then it's also, so you see, klo, not the way Rashi says, that by kloim derabonon, if there was no zriye be'iser, it doesn't become also, it's only also out knas. Here, if I say to Phil, there was no zriye be'iser, it doesn't become also. That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So the Taisus HaRosh, Machnet as Agroisa Eisik, begin the Kasha, he says as follows. Rashi had said that this whole shtick Torah applies by kloim deraisa, by kloim derabonon. By kloim derabonon, it is zriye be'iser. So it could be, this is speaking about, Ro Yerek B'Seich Kama is speaking about Kloim D'Raisa. If you know if it's called, if Yerek is called Kandas Velup, but upon him, the Taisa Rosh wants to say it. So it's no Kasha from this Mishnah. By Kloim D'Raisa, it's Ichazoi, that if they grow together, it's us. Rashi only said it's Shtik Taira by Kloim D'Rabona. So there could be, it's speaking about Kloim D'Raisa. That's why one's a fan for Rashi. Abel Taisvis somehow learned that that's also speaking about Kloim Darabonim. Va'afal Pikein, if Hoisev Masayim, if it grew 1 to 100, it's also. So you see that if it by Kloim Darabonim, if they grow together, it is also. So now, that's Taisvis right at it's also. Now we have a problem. Abel Rashi, but a Gemara Menachis. The Gemara Menachis seems to say that it is totally In the, it says that the kerem is mutter. So Taisa says, "Var kolchach ahi de menachas ayrish lo yoda bala kerem shezroim bekami." That's shan the gemara. If he, that's the kula by kerem by kloim de rabon. If he didn't know that there's growing kloim, there was no nichusa whatsoever mitzidoi. Maybe if it was applied by kloim de raisa also, there's no nichusa on the growing of the kloim, so he doesn't know about it. So Mamele, then it doesn't answer. That's pshat in the Gemara Menachas. He didn't know about it. He didn't know that they're growing together. So Mamele, so therefore it is mutter. But the minute he knows about it, it answers. Therefore there was no Zriye Be'isa. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Hoya Oiva became Veroi Yerek. Now he's aware of it and he sees it and he doesn't mind that you grow together. He says, well, I'll come back. I'll take it off till now. Till then, let it grow together. So as long as he's aware of it and is in the chusa of the growing, it asks. So now we're back again to Rashi's kasha. So if this is zroyim in the gdoilo, we say that the diyoire gdoilo b'ktano, we reckon keilu l'gabi the ktana. That's a gifinsach in the gdoilo, so they're growing together, and he knows about it, and he's aware of it, and there's an chusa that should grow together. So why isn't the Ktana also? We're back to Taisva's Kasha. We're back to Rashi's Kasha. Lekach nire leri leforish taimo deshmaiten anu mahalach ingans. Eises Rashi avoided the Kasha with an akimta and bekiyas. The akimtas were speaking about kloim derabonon and bekiyas that kloim derabonon is only also if you did an issa. So since we didn't do an issa, so there's no kloim derabonon. The Ri has a new mahalach in the whole Indian. Lekach nira li refoish taima deshmaiten, mishum, and it's perhaps better to, we had mentioned before that Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz learned this way, and it would be better to, we'll understand Taisus also, Taisus also learns like the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, that the gather
of the Yoyre Gdoyla Bektane is we reckon like the Gdoyla halachically went into the Ktane. The ain't the Yoyre Ktane Bekdoyla. We don't reckon like the Ktane went halachically into the Gdoyla. So now we'll see what the Ri has to say. Lakach nirli the forest time of the Shmaiten, Mishum, the shame Gdoyla ala Ktane. The Gdoyla goes into the Ktane. The ain shem ktana la gdoila. But the ktana does not go on into the gdoila. That means it doesn't, it's not matvis, the shame of the ktana does not go on the gdoila. Lahari. Gifanim be gdoila. If the first case that you had gifanim be gdoila, and there was roim be ktana. So we said that the gdoila goes into the Ktana, the Shem of the Gdoila is Nitfas on the Ktana. Ulohochi, Gefanim, Begdoila, have a Shem Kerem ala Ktana. So the Ktana gets a Shem Kerem. There's no Gefanim growing in the Ktana, that doesn't matter. But the Shem of the Gdoila is Nitfas on the Ktana. So what is the Ktana? The Ktana is a Kerem. There's no kfanim in it, but it doesn't matter. Halachically, the kfanim is a kerem. No, if the kfanim is a kerem, so memela the Gemara said, you're not allowed to be zerei in the kfanim. This is a kerem. So memela, you're not allowed to be zerei in a kerem. Abo ve'ein shem kfanim ala gdoil. Halach kfanim bigdoilo. If this kfanim bigdoilo. Have a shame kerem ala ktano. So the ktane is a shame kerem because the shame of the gdoila is nitvas on the ktane. Bavaga bein kfanim be ktane, even though there's no ktanim, the kfanim there. Also le zeira. You're not allowed to be zeirei in the ktane. The rachmone kopid al shame kerem. The sim le sizra kalmech okeloim. The iser is to be zeirei in a kerem. So now here we have a kerem without kfanim. Was Gate Meron said it's a kerem without kfanim. Oh, but kerem it is, because the shem of the gdoilo is nitvas on the ktanim. Avol kfanim biktano, but if you have kfanim biktane, mutal is roye bigdoilo, then you're allowed to be zerei in the gdoilo. Now, why? So let's go to the first. Because the shem ktano is not nitvas on the gdoilo. So memele, if the ktano is a kerem, the gdoilo isn't a kerem. So therefore, I'm allowed to plant in the Gdoila, because the Gdoila is a plain field. There's a Pesach, Beinoi, Levein, Kerem. So Memele, so finish, I'm allowed to plant. Now the Kashi was, but now that I planted already, and I saw the grew, so now the Gdoila is a Sode. So I should say, I have a Sode, so the Shem Sode is Chal on the Ktane, so the Ktane is a Shem Sode. Oh, the Stoidach Nish, so I have Gefanim growing in a Sode, so why is it mutter? So Taisva says, "Avol kfanim biktane mutter lizroya bigdoilo." Avol gav the lachshe yizreeno when he'll plant it there, and he'll grow. Yishem soda laktane. There's a shame soda laktano. Ein lachush. The rachmone loikopit a shame soda. There's no iser to plant kfanim in a sode. There's no such thing. Leisizra kalmecho keloyim. Not allowed to plant in a kerem zroy. But you're allowed to plant in a sode kfanim. As Isaac Taisvus. Moiridik. Smamish brisk. But now, so the Taisa ben Peretz asks a moiridik akash. So it comes out, you're allowed to plant in a sode. That's what Taisa says. The iser is not to plant in a kerem. So comes that a person will take gefanim, and they'll go into a sode. Hey, I'm planting in a sode. You want to plant in a sode gefanim? She says, no. You know why? Because, he says, when you take gefanim in a sode, so now it becomes a kerem also. Why is this only a sode? I brought gefanim now. I brought gefanim in the sode. So now this place is a kerem and a sode. Why can't it become a kerem? Because it was first a sode. But now when I take fanim in the sode, so I have over here, so what is this? This is a kerem, ask a botanist. This is a kerem and a sode. So the iser is because I'm zerei and a kerem. Doesn't matter which one came first. But now I have a kerem, and I have zroim in this kerem. So memela, so that's taka osa. Because when I plant gefanim in the sode, so it has a shame, we're two equals. So just like it has a shame, so it has the same kerem. So memela, it's called the yizayay and the kerem. Masha enke, if the gdoila is a sode, and the ktana is a kerem, so we say the ktana becomes nigra for the gdoila. So the shem that the ktana has, it loses. What is the ktana? Pischa shel gdoila. The ktana is gansen nitpal to the gdoila. So it loses its own entity. It's not an entity b'ftei atzmei. That's the mail of a ktana. The mail of a ktana is that the ktana becomes in gansen nitpal to the gdoila. So if the gdoila has a shem soda, why do you want to ask the ktana? Because you know what the shem of the ktana is? Soda. Oh, if it's a soda, there's no problem whatsoever. If it's a soda, there's no problem. Ein lochush, der Rachmane loy kapit a shem soda. The loyksiv sodcho loy sita kerem. There's no problem that in a soda there shouldn't be a kerem. That means since it loses the shame kerem, it doesn't, it's not called a kerem also. This is called a soda. So memele, you're planting fanim in a soda. Tave mashmet de kapit a shem soda. No, it says kalmacho loy sizra kiloyim. That's what it says. So memele, so that's pshat. So pshat is when the ktano is a kerem, so legab and the gedoyla is a sode, and the gedoyla is a sode. So memele, so then the gedoyla does not ask the ktano. So Tuv Yehama asked me a kasha, so come on, amoyre dikizach. So Taisvis is saying that the Taisvis ben Peret says that the ktana loses its entity, not a kerem. So therefore, the whole thing is a shame soda. In a soda, you're allowed to have kfanim in a soda, no problem. So he says, so if it has a shame soda, so come out of muyim de kechidish, a person will go into the ktana and start planting zroim there either. He's allowed to plant zroim in this, it's a soda, in a soda you're allowed to plant zroim. But Tachsim Yabshad is like this. That means, Tais is only meant, The lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz is also like this. Tais is only meant like this. If you wanna aser, because the shem of the gdoilo is nitvas on the ktana, that's the only reason you wanna aser. Really, they're 10 miles apart. But the whole reason you wanna aser is because the shem of the gdoilo is nitvas on the ktana. So Tais says, he asib lahater the shem, because the shem gdoilo is nitvas on the ktana. So this is a shem sod. If this is a shem sod, there's no problem. So it can't answer out shame soda because shame soda is a matter. But lemaise, forget about the gdoila. Lemaise, not out the gdoila, it's a kerem. That means if you want to answer out the gdoila, so you have to go all the way. Out the gdoila, this is a soda. But mitzadatzme, it's a kerem. Forgetting about the gdoila. Mitzadatzme, it's a kerem. So a person who brings roim into this ktane, or zicha biyosa, because he's planting zroim in a kerem. Taisvis only means a legabi the gdoilo. Legabi that what we want to answer. Al yedei a gdoilo. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz. Vato bo leser aktane. Mishum di dioire ha gdoilo biktane. You want to answer the ktane. Because of the gdoilo. Adarabe. Als the gdoilo. Mahai time a goofy show you. That's all what Taisus means. Taisus says that the Gdoila cannot be a Siba lesser, because since the Gdoila is a shame soda, so the shame soda will be mafkiya, the shame kerem. So out the Gdoila you can ask. But if you want to ask, it's time that you bring Zroim inside of it. So then you're not asking out the Gdoila. Mitzad atzmai, the Ktana can have a shame kerem. So if you bring Zroim into the kerem, so now you're able to see Zrakal Mechol Keloi. That's one nafkemine, that the gdoile b'ktane, b'gdoile. A second nafkemine, isha b'gdoile v'get b'ktano. If you have again, you have a chotzer, a ktano that's poritz b'miluoi, to a chotzer gdoile. chotzek tana that's part muluta chotzek doilo. Isha be gdoilo. You have an isha that's standing in the gdoilo. The get be ktano. And the get is in the ktano. Miskareshes. So she'll be geget. Because the Allah of the yoyre gdoilo be ktano. Isha be ktano ve get be gdoilo eino miskareshes. Now this is not a poshita Allah at all. Zot Rashi. Isha. Oimedes begdoilo. Vizorak lo bailo get. Lesoich tano. Ushtein shalo. Now, this was the first hanocha that Rashi had to say. That means we learn out, just like the nosan biyodo, that if a person puts a get biyada isha, she's miskareshes. Ainli Eliyodo, Gaga Chatzero, Kafifa Minayim, Tamaloy Menosa Mikol Mokim. I'll call upon him. If you put a get into the Chotzer of Anisha, she's also Niskareshes. So, Yisod number one has to be in her Chotzer. So now Rashi here, Amir de Kekash over here. So, what are you talking about? Achilik, Tana, Gdoyla. First of all, is it her Chotzer or not her Chotzer? If it's not a chutz, there's nothing what to talk about. It's not Hilton Benosan Biyodo. So therefore, Rashi had to say that it is a chutz. Both of them are a chutz. Now Rashi got into very hot water. So if both of them are a chutz, so Buskate Marad, let her sleep. She can be in the, she can go someplace else. What the chilik, where she is, where the get is. It was Benosan Biyodo. He put the get into a chutz. What does it matter where she is? What does it matter where the get is? As long as he put the get into her chotzer. That's why Rashi has a moiridike problem now. So Rashi is like, so first of all, Rashi says again, v'zorak lo baila get l'sar ktana, u'shteim shalo. Akoch of she's geget, so you have to say the ktana is off. So what is the problem? So Rashi, v'ike l'man di oma v'meseches kitten, the hod is nan, there is a man, the yom ha-mesech is gitten. Now that what Rashi is saying over here is a moira dike machloikes ha-reshoim of this ha-che gemore. Taisis doesn't want to learn like Rashi. But Rashi says there's a man, the yom ha-mesech is gitten. The hod is nan, ha-zeiri ket li ishtoi, vihi besoich beiso, oi besoich ha-tzeiro ha-reizu migureshes. The Mishnah, this is a loshna Mishnah. In order for her to be geget, she has to be standing, Rashi says, in the house. Now, what kind of a ceremony is this? So that man, the Yomar, in Gittin says, we learn out chotza dum yediyat. Ma yad desmuchalo, af chotza desmuchalo. So in order, so he learns chotza mishum yad is raboy. Chotz is considered her yad, but it has to be similar to her yad. You don't have a yad that works with remote control. The yad is smucha to the gufa odom. So in order, so Rashi Shita is, that in order, according to this man the yoma, so machlokes in the gemara, according to this man the yoma, in order for her to be giget, she has to stand in the chotz. Then it's tumi the yad. If she's not standing in the chotz, it's not tumi the yad. Hareizu megereshes, tafka imedes l'soicha ba'is ha'sha. Aval im eina imedes l'soicha ba'is ha'sha, loy. Afal gav de shaloy, even though it's her chotza, but he need dum yediyat. I know there's a kashi from the Nesivis, I forgot what he answers, but the kashi is moir di kishmak. The Mishnah says, zorak l'soich kalso. If he threw it into her basket, she's also geget. So yes, according to these shittas, that you need it to be besoicha. We'll see, next to it is no good. You have to be standing besoicha. In the chotza, in order to be koine. So kalsa is only koine als chotza. It's her chotza. She's not standing in the kalsa. She's next to the kalsa, not in the kalsa. So how does it work? Al koponim, Rashi says, and you saw that the Zaman Yom says, you have to be standing in the Chotzer. So, Memele. So, now we'll start understanding the Gemara. Isha Begdoilo. The Get Begtana. The Get is Begtana. So, if we learn that the Yoyre Gdoilo Begtana, however we learn, that the Gdoila is in the Ktana, or the Ktana is in the Gdoila. It's push or pull, whatever you want. But El Kaponim, Vagabi the Ktana, we reckon like it's in the Gdoila. So Baruch Hashem, so the Ktana is in the Gdoila. She's in the Gdoila, so she's in the Chotza, that the get is in. So Memela, so then it's very good. Bisgareshes, Shrei, he ke oimedes b'ktana, because she's standing in the ktana. The kula ktana bosa gdoilo shaycha. The ktana is shaycha to the gdoilo. The whole ktana is considered, like Rashi said before, that the ktana kula bosa gdoilo domi. The ktana is in the gdoilo. So she's standing in the ktana. But what if it's the other way around? What's that the other way? The other way that she's standing in the Ktana and he threw the get in the Gdoila. Zogt Rashi, Eino Mizgareshes, the Gdoila lav bosa Ktana ozlo. Okay. So Rashi is saying, let us schlep the Gdoila to the Ktana. She's standing in the Ktana, so let's schlep the Gdoila to the Ktana. She'll be standing in the Gdoila. So we don't do such a thing. We don't schlep the Gdoila to the Ktana. So Memele, she's not Geget. So now Rashi is a Kasha, which the Rishonim ask. Good, you can't schlep the Gdoila to the Ktana, but let's schlep the Ktana to the Gdoila. So now she'll be in the Gdoila. She'll be in the Get is in the Gdoila. So she's right together with the Get. That's Rashi's Kasha. Let us schlep the Ktana into the Gdoila. So Rashi says a very interesting teretz. The get loikoni leisha. That means if the get would be koine the isha, whatever that could mean. So then we would say that we schlep the isha into the Gdoila. In order for the get to be kind of the isha, we'll schlep whatever in the ktana to the gdoila. We'll schlep the isha to the get. Abo the get like koni leisha. The name on nish the isha bosa get, we should schlep the isha to the get. The isha, the loy, the loshen azov is moicha. That's the only way it's going to work. And you can't schlep the get to the isha because the get is in the gdoila and the isha is in the ktana. That's Rashi's lomdes. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says it's a little different. Kiven the iker hadover k'moy ha'isha have b'ktana, im kein loy nemar shehagdoilo she'ein bo elo haget yishloit b'ktana. If the iker hadover is in the ktana, then the gdoilo she'ein bo elo haget yishloit b'ktana. The Ritva also seems to say like this. Could be the what the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz is saying is as follows. There are two diunim over here. Gdoila, the yayre gdoila bektana, and the yayre ktana bekdoila is theoretically speaking about mekaymis. That the Ktane is Nivla in the Gdoila is not Nivla in the Ktana. Not Moshech, it's not Nichnas. So that's Dinim in Mekoimis. So if the whole Nafkamin is only Negeya Mekoimis, is the Ktana a Kerem, is the Ktana a Sode, it's only a Shaila on the Mokim. What shame the mokim has. So Mamela, then we have guidelines. So the shame of the gdoila is nitfas on the ktana. The shame of the ktana is not nitfas on the gdoila. That's only if it's negeya mekaimis. But here we have other factors involved. Here we have a get in the isha. It's not sufficient to, it's not this mokim legabi, this mokim. So that's what I mean to say. Even the iker hadovo, k'moy ha'isha have b'ktane, im kein loy nema shagdoilo she'ein ba'ela get yishloit b'ktana. So we cannot say that the gdoilo schleps the ktana.
because here it's not sufficient to mekaymus also. There's a dion between a get and an isha. We have to say that we're schlepping the isha to the get. Not only shemus and mekaymus, and that we don't say. We don't schlep a ika to a tofu. That's more or less what they mean. Zog Taisvis. Isha begdoilo, the get begtana. Perish bekuntres, ushtaim shalom. That both of these mekaymis belong to. Dikalman doma begitten ha, des nana zirkat lishtai, behi besoich beisoi besoich hatzeira reise megureshes. The davke do imedes besoich ha baisoi shosh, is the stand in the chotze. Aber ein neuer Mädels besäu ich euch loi, aber gab dich schon loi. Zorich loi im Hode kriminen hossen bei Gmorra, wo hu scho um da bezad beiso. Die Gmorra says of the Eloschen, she has to stay in bezad beiso. So loch eure, if zad beiso is good, then a Gmorra is a Pella. So was geht mir on, where she's standing? She's standing in the Ktan and the Getters and the Gdoila, but she's standing bezad beiso. She's standing bezad the Gdoila. So Taisa says that according to Rashi, that what the Gemara says, Vusham, the Betzad Beiso, Betzad Beiso, does not mean, Lav Eitzel Beiso, come on. If Eitzel wouldn't have a problem by us, Elo Besoich Beiso, Mamish, come on. Diktoni, Osna Masnis, Besoich Beiso. The Hoch Amrinim, because if Tad would be sufficient, here it says, Isha Bektana, we get Begdoilin, we get Reshes. Afo Pisha, Medes Eitzel Gdoilin. What's your problem? She's standing by the Gdoilin. So tzad beiso means in the inside, not on the outside. So that's Rashi's pshat, and Rashi goes away with a psamuyim de kechumre, that in hilchis chotza ba'ishi nidum yediyad, there has to be ma'yoda besmuchalo, af chatzera besmuchalo, and she has to be standing in the chotza. Uleri nire, the ri wants to have a new pshat ngans. Isha begdoilo veget begtano. It's not speaking about where she's standing, where the get is. Tohoche mayri b'shehishiloi le'isha chotzarachas. The husband had two chatzeres, and he rented her, and he lent her one of the two chatzeres. V'kamrin, v'shehishilo lo gdoilo. Havishmo gamala ktana. When he isha bigdoilo, when he rent, we lent her the gdoilo. So memele, so when you lend someone a chotze gdoilo, so the gdoilo includes the pesach of the gdoilo. So which is the ktana. So memele, so that's what the Ri says. So it seems this is choshen mishpat. Really, it's negeya choshen mishpat. That means if you're lending the gdoila, you don't go with injury. The gdoila with its pesach. So memele, so isha begdoila means I lent her the gdoila. We get viktano, and the get is in the ktano, and so she's geget. Because Akochoch, this the Ktana was also lent to her. Because if the Gdaila was lent to her, then the Ktana is a chelik of the Gdaila. Avishmo gamal Ktana. Isha b'Ktana, shehishilu lo Ktana, v'avibochashmo al Gdaila. If he lent her specifically the Ktana, so he only lent her the Ktana. Now they put the get in the Gdaila was never lent to her. If the Gdaila was never lent to her, so memele, so she's not a get. So the Ri learns altogether a different pshat and gans. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Zibur begdoilo ushliach zibur begtan. Yeva zibur begdoilo ushliach zibur begtan. And the shatz is in the ktana. So memele, what do we need over here? We need that the shatz should become part of the zibur. It should be together with the zibur. So that's gewaldic. We say, diyoyre gdoilo bektana. We're done, like the mokei mashatz is where the gdoilo is. So memele, so he's together with the tzibo. Tzibo bigdoilo, shliach tzibo bektana. Yoytzen yedei chayvosom. So they're yoytze with the shliach tzibo. He's with them. Tzibo bektana. What if the tzibur is bektano, shliach tzibur, bigdoilo, and yoitzen yedei chayvosom?
because they are not together with the Shliach Tzibur. Zot Rashi. If the Tzibur is Begdoila and the Shliach Tzibur is Begtano, Yoitzim, the Shliach Tzibur, the Koi Begtano, Hoche Shaykh, he's Nigrar to the Gdoila, he's together with his Tzibur. But what is if the Tzibur is Begtano, and the Shliach Tzibur is Begdoila, and Yoitzim, Tahashte, Loi Shaykh, Baschayu, he's not Nigrar to them. Because he's not together with them. Because they can't schlep him into the Ktane. Because the Ktane doesn't schlep. Aye, let's schlep the Tzibur to him. The Tzibur de Kaimi Biktane Leila Mitzinu Lemeima de Shaychi Basrei. But so let's schlep the Tzibur to him. The Rube Bosochad Loimishtidu. So here Rashi seems to say the same svar we mentioned before from the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritve, that to schlep a tzibur, that means in Mekoimis we schlep the small mokim to the big mokim. But here you have to schlep also the tzibur to a yochid. There's such a thing you don't do. The Rube Bosochad Loimishtidu. Zogte Gemorre weiter. Tisha Begdoila V'yochid Begtana. Here we want to create a minion. So if you have Tisha Begdoila V'yochid Begtana Mitztarfen. So Memele, so we schlep the Ktana, we say the Ktana is together with the Gdoila, so we have 9 + 1 in one place, we have a minion. Tisha Begtana V'echod Begdoila. But if there will be Tisha Biktano, the Echad Bigdailo, so there, Aimit Starfen, because the Gdailo, the Diktano cannot schlep the Echad to them. And again, you can't schlep a Rabban to a Yochid. Tsoya Bigdailo, what if this Tzoya Begdoila also likreis kriyishma Bektana? Because, let me boy, according to the Abtes Rabbeinu Peretz, we say that the Shem of the Gdoila is Chalan de Ktana. So, in order to learn Krishma, you have to have a Machne Kodesh, Voye Machnecha Kodesh. So there's no Kedushas HaMachne, because the Gdoila is a Matunavtike Machne, the Tzoya Begdoila. Isoye Begdoila also likreis Krishma Bektano. But Tsoya Bektano, if Tsoya is Bektano, so me mele, but the likreis Krishma Begdoila. Fakert the Gdoila is a Pesach, a Mechitza that's Mavdol, Beinei le Beina Tsoya. And so therefore you don't have a problem. What does he Rashi? Rashi, Muta likres krishma begdoilo, the ga begdoilo ke mechitzi, the gdoilo is a mechitzi. Loi mozi ktane mekalkalo lo beshumidi. So the ktane cannot be mekalkalo the gdoilo, because the gdoilo has a mechitzi. Let us see Taisvitz. Tisha begdoilo viyochid bektano mitztav. Zuk Taisvitz. That what it says, that if you have Tisha Begdoila, V'yochid Bektane, so we consider that the Ktana is, the person who is in the Ktana is together with the Gdoila, Davke V'yochid Bektane. That means, Al Kaponim, you're schlepping all, I mean, the people, you're schlepping a miut to a roi. Aval chamisha bektana, v'chamisha bekdoila, if they're equals already, aimed stuff. V'seifa dinokat, tisha bektana, v'echad bekdoila, v'adin chamisha bektana, agavreisha nokat, heilish, pivish. V'hod isnan bepeirek keitza tzoilin, min ha'agav v'lefnim, kilefnim, in the agaf alochutz kilochutz, we have the Perish Chai as a picture on this, picture 48. that we have here, the agaf is in the middle of the mezuzahs, mezuzahs adeles, and then we have min agaf alachutz, min agaf alifnim. So it says like this, min agaf alifnim kilifnim, min agaf alachutz kilachutz. V'koma hosam, rav b'gmore, v'chein l'tfilah. He says, this halacha is speaking about other dinim, and then Rav says, by tefillah it will also be the same din, that whoever is standing mibachutz, by tefillah is mechutz. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, afilu mechitze shel barzel eina mafsekes ben Yisrael laviyim sheba shemai. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even if the door will be shut, so you should go on this and go on this, it's mitzurah. Now, our sugya is zicha speaking about our mitzaref tisha begdoila v'yochid begtana. So the bemison is like this case over here of this is l'chayr similar to this case. So the whole heter is if it's poritz v'milui. But if you'll have a mechitza shabarzal mafsik, it's zicha won't be nikha. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Afilu mechitz shel baal zayin mafsek is all vina shiva shemayim." L'chayra nire the le'inyan that what it says, "V'chein le'tfilah" means le'inyan tziruf pligim. The le'inyan lot says, if it's a shaila, if a person standing outside, it could be yoytze with what the shat says inside. Moider av the yoytze for lechutz lebeis haknesis. It's not a perikru bezden. Hoya oiver achayre beisak nesu shama kel sheva vekel megilim kivan liba yotze. Liba yotze ki be yotze. So al kochach it's talking about tziruf. And here it says, tziruf according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitza shel baal zo. Is that mafsik? That's not like our sugya. Because of him, kein sugya, the hochi kerab. And a mechitza zicha no good. You need parts of a miluy. Vepeir keilo no more, mashm the kind like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Am she'achir ha'kahanim u'maisi stoma da'ashas mimilse de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'nire leforish de letziruf moi de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you don't have a tzibul and you want to create a tzibul and there'll be a mechitza that's mafsik yizicha ke make a tziruf v'im etztaf and get a brinin hoche v'kert has to be poritz v'milu'e de k'tana to the g'doyla. Upligi, their machlokes is no shaykes at all with what we're speaking about. The inyan kedusha yibor, the kai malom b'megila, the indova shebekedusha pochas me'asorim. There's a loche that it can only be said ba'asorah. And it's speaking about you have a minyan inside. So you have asorah saying kedusha. Now a person is standing outside, can he become a chelek of this asorah? That he can't chepe himself to the tzibur. If you have a tzibur already, so memele, then one can attach himself to the tzibur, even though there's a mechitza shabal zamafsek. Nias bichas kehanim v'lani stove shebekdusha. But that what our Gemara says, that you need poritz b'miluoy, that is not to attach yourself to a tzibur, that is to create a tzibur.